Unit 3. The Fabulous Life of... Listening 3. Joanne K. Rowling was born in Yate, England, in July 1965 and grew up in Chepstow, Gwent, where she went to a comprehensive school. At that time, she started her writing career. She was only 6 when she wrote her first story called Rabbit. She also liked reading a lot. That's why she read her short imaginative stories to her sister, Dee. Rowling then went to the Wydeen School and College. Later, she attended the University of Exeter, where she earned a BA degree in French and Classics. Afterwards, Rowling worked at Amnesty International in London as a researcher and bilingual secretary. It was 1990 when Rowling conceived the idea of Harry Potter, while waiting on a delayed train from Manchester to London. Her mind was suddenly filled with ideas about a boy who attended a school of wizardry. She did not have a pen at that time, so she kept thinking about it and immediately sat down to write as soon as she reached her flat in Clapham Junction. Over the next 5 years, she outlined the plots for each book and began writing the first novel. After a number of rejections, she finally sold the book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, for the equivalent of about $4,000. The phenomenal response to Rowling's books culminated in July 2000, when the fourth volume in the series, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, became the fastest-selling book in history. By this time, the first 3 Harry Potter books had earned approximately $480 million in 3 years, with over 35 million copies in print in 35 languages. Book number 6, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, sold 6.9 million copies in the United States in the first 24 hours. The biggest opening in publishing history. Rowling, now one of Britain's wealthiest women, wealthier than even the Queen, does not plan to write any more books in the series, but has not entirely ruled out the possibility. In 2013, she published the mystery novel Cuckoo Calling under the pen name Robert Galbraith. In its first few months of release, the novel had modest sales numbers and received positive reviews. However, sales for the work skyrocketed in July when its author's identity was discovered. J.K. Rowling also co-founded a charity foundation in 2005. She was moved to do so by an article reporting that children were sleeping in caged beds in institutions in the Czech Republic. A special edition of J.K. Rowling's book, The Tales of Bedlam Bard, was auctioned for the foundation in 2007, raising £1.95 million. And the following year, this title was published in aid of the charity.